Groups from across the country listened to the President's State of the Union address last night. Some of them shared their views with reporters Linda Wertheimer, Eric Kneeler, and Ari Shapiro. And to begin, NPR's senior national correspondent Linda Wertheimer, who heard the speech with a group in Derry, New Hampshire.
Margaret Ives invited friends from church over for a bowl of onion soup and a presidential address. Over coffee, they discussed shifts in the New Hampshire primary, who'd seen which candidate, how many times. Then they settled down to watch the speech. When it was over, they had doubts.
Nancy Murdoch, I live in Derry. I'd like to believe a lot of what he said. I thought it was pretty exciting, some of the domestic stuff. I don't know that it's really possible. The thing about education and the things that are related to families and health. And they seem extraordinarily optimistic at the same time where he's reducing taxes, but he wants to do more and provide more. And a lot of things that cost money, it doesn't make a lot of sense unless he's going to cut back on his military.
The president's defense of his policies in Iraq also raised questions.
I'm Margaret Ives, and I'm a Democrat. And I rarely vote for a Republican. The words that I don't agree, that I thought were astounding, he had the absolute gall to say, for diplomacy to be effective, words have to be credible. Yet, I find that his words are not credible and that he is an exceedingly naive person on foreign relations.
But the group gathered last night kept returning to presidential proposals and how to pay for them.
Heidi Webster. I also live in Derry, New Hampshire. There are a lot of things that I really question, that our jobs on the rise. He says he has a pro-growth economic agenda. He just mentioned that and then moved on to tax issues and needless legislation and reliable supplies of energy. Lots of sound bites, but I just really suspect that what's behind that, there's going to be a trick here.
I'm Ken Gould. I'm a Republican, have been for 40 years. I am a Republican because I want fiscal sanity, and I do not understand how this president is ever going to get anywhere near a balanced budget. I don't see it. I'm extremely uncomfortable knowing that Clinton brought us into a surplus and George W. Bush has blown it big time.
And that's the view from a snow-covered meadow in Derry. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, New Hampshire.
I'm Eric Kneeler in San Diego. The women who live in the Choyas View military housing area take care of each other and their children. The San Diego region is home to 125,000 active duty service personnel, and the war in Iraq affects nearly everyone. Several naval families took out time from dinner to watch the speech. Their unwavering support for President Bush comes despite the fact that their husbands have been sent far away.
My name is Rosie Seidenstricker, and I'm 26, and my husband is MS-1 Seidenstricker aboard the USS Boxer, which is currently deployed.
Seidenstricker says it's tough raising three children without her husband.
He had a week notice last year, and then he was gone for almost 7 months. He missed the birth of my child by a week. Then he's been home not even 5 months, and they tell him he has to go again.
But President Bush's acknowledgement of the sacrifice that she and other military spouses are making hit home.
So I think it's really great that, you know, he really emphasized on the military and just giving, you know, props and heads up to the military people.
Neighbor Melissa McElvey is preparing to watch her husband leave for another three-month deployment to the Persian Gulf.
My name is Melissa McElvey. I'm 28 years old, married to MM1 McElvey, who is currently on the Bellawood, which is underway.
McElvey says immigration reform, education, and the economy are the most important issues for her. She says President Bush isn't going far enough to limit illegal immigration.
We have too many people here not employed, refusing to be employed, welfare, whatever. Why should we promote and bring other people in when we already have jobs here?
McElvey also has three children and agrees that schools need to do more testing of students' progress. She also said that Bush has not done enough to get more people working.
The only thing that's a little scary is we were supposed to have 150,000 jobs as of the last term, and only 1,000 new jobs were created. So he needs to focus a few more efforts there.
McElvey is a former sailor herself, and now she runs a nonprofit group that distributes donated food to struggling military families. She says that because this is an election year, she expects her husband and other servicemen and women will return this year from the war in Iraq. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler in San Diego.
I'm Ari Shapiro in Atlanta. In the third-floor TV lounge of one of the dorms at Emory University last night, the smell of microwave popcorn filled the room. And before the State of the Union address even began, the students in the lounge started to debate.
I vote we go for ABC or something like that, that nobody can argue about.
After the address, the president's education programs were one major topic of conversation.
I'm Koshlan Mayor Blackwell. I'm a junior in the college from Salt Lake City, Utah. How can he talk about opening the doors of opportunity, allowing more people to go to college, when at the same time the qualifications to receive financial assistance have been made more stringent and fewer people have had those opportunities?
Mayor Blackwell was most frustrated by what he describes as a message that abstinence is the only form of sexual education worth funding in high schools. Others saw that message as fitting into a larger theme of responsibility.
Lauren Daugherty, junior from Clarksville, Tennessee. I like President Bush's promotion of responsibility. The government's responsibility to their citizens is to protect us. And on the individual level, he constantly reminds us that we do have a responsibility to our fellow citizens.
One part of the message that puzzled some of the Emory students was the president's mention of steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs.
I'm Amanda Edwards. I'm a senior in the college from Houston, Texas. I was very disturbed by the fact that he would actually bring that up as a pressing issue when there are many more drug problems out there that need to be addressed by the federal government.
Many of the students said the new programs that the president described sound great, but they wondered where the money will come from, particularly since President Bush reiterated his promise to cut the deficit in half in 5 years. Others urged patience.
J.B. Tarter, sophomore from Twin Falls, Idaho. I think on the budget thing, the thing we need to realize is the budget's not released for about 2 more weeks. And so I'm like, he's bringing that up. Let him present the paper. I mean, it's a several thousand page document that's going to come out later. So before I question the numbers, I'll just wait, you know, I figure he's got them. We'll wait and see him then.
After the conversation, every one of the Emory students said they had registered to vote in the 2004 election. A few proudly announced that it was the first election where they would be old enough. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Atlanta.